A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. We've been looking at each piece of this verse. We started by looking at the reason why Paul said these words to Timothy. He obviously was not telling Timothy to go around telling others not to despise him for his youth, but rather that his lifestyle, in particular his speech, his conduct, and his love, would so impress them that they would listen to the word of God from his mouth. And now the final 2 points out of the 6 are faith and purity. Interesting that it ends with this. It starts by looking at the speech, what you say, and obviously not just the religious sayings, but the things that you speak in your normal life. Are you one who's a joker, one who's always flippant? Or, as in Proverbs, is your speech the words that come from your mouth like apples of gold? Or as Paul says later on, is your speech seasoned with grace? And then your conduct, your lifestyle, and then love, does it saturate everything about you, your words and your conduct, and the way you behave towards others? And now finally, in faith and in purity. Perhaps it would be a healthy question to ask yourself sometimes, do I truly believe? Do I truly have faith? If I had true faith, would I be doing this particular thing right now? Could I sin in this way if I truly had faith? Remember Joseph, the young man in a foreign place and working for a foreign master and not in his family anymore. But when he was tempted, he said, "How can I do this thing?" His heart was full of faith, to the point that he said, "How can I sin against God and against my master?" Well, do you have that type of faith? True faith that displays itself in your conduct, and then obviously in purity. And Paul makes it very clear to Timothy in his letters that purity, sexual purity, and in every other way, was to be part of his lifestyle. Is purity part of you? Do you flee from sexual immorality, as Paul tells Timothy, when we are balegelayini izifiso zenyamana? Are you an example to believers in everything about you,